showers we please, showers of blessings, of blessing, showers of blessings we need.
Prayer this morning. Amen. Already we have received the natural showers of blessings, and sure we are going to receive the spiritual showers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. As long as the Lord has opened yet a new week for us, yes, there is something in store for us. Amen. Amen. And we want to thank the Lord for the week that has just passed. All that he has done for us, our going outs and coming ins, every activity that we have done, he has led our footsteps. Oh, the Lord is so good. Hallelujah. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the showers even this morning. It tells us that, Lord, today we are going to be blessed, Lord. Father, we want to look back and see what you have done for us, Lord, the week that has passed. Oh, our blessings, Lord, we can never count them. But, Lord, you know our hearts, how we do appreciate you, Lord, in all things. Father, we thank you. We bless you. You've kept your children safe through the week, Lord. And this morning, grace has opened yet. Your loving hands, O God, to invite us to come to your presence, Lord. And Father, we thank you that we have this privilege to sit at your feet, O God. And Lord, as we come with all reverence. We come with all obedience. We come with all humility. That, Lord, you have your own way with us, O God. And Father, as we start with the Sunday schools, we want to commit the children upstairs, Lord, into your hands. And we hear also, God, that the same Holy Spirit will sweep over us and take the word and break them, Lord, onto us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, let's sit for a moment. God richly bless you. Yeah, we thank God. We are back to continue the building of a house. See, a house for God according to his divine nature. Amen. And as we heard the last time, the only part we play in the building of this temple of God is our ability. Our ability to fully surrender to him. Amen. Amen. That's only our part that we got to play. See, to fully surrender all things unto him. Amen. So that he can do what? He can mold us into the stature of his own nature. Amen. Amen. And we surrender by what? We surrender by believing every word. Obedience to every word. Amen. then God can build us into that stature of a perfect man. Amen. As the psalmist said, except what? The Lord build the house. You see, they labor in vain. Did that what? Build it.
Amen.
See, if you try, you will fail. Except he builds the house.
Amen.
Amen. So, all that we can do is that you surrender and he does the work.
Amen.
You surrender all and he does the work. Amen. Shall we stand to the reading of the word now? 2 Peter chapter 1. As usual, we shall read from the 4th verse to where we are today. Let's hear the word of God. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence unto your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. That's where we are today, godliness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. So sweet. Lord, as we sit at your feet, speak to us now. Break this, Lord, to us according to what your prophet has given to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Yeah. This morning, we come to add the divine building material of God, godliness. And you will remember, the Bible tells of some people having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You see? The Bible tells us so. People having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The Bible says, from such, turn away.
Amen.
Amen. From such, turn away. You see, we here, we may say that, oh, I'm a Christian. Those people we are talking about, they also said, we have Abraham as our father. And yet they were denying the power thereof. So when you say I'm a Christian, something must really prove it. Praise God. Because they also said, we have Abraham as our father. But yet, they were denying the power thereof. You see. Now, what power is the scripture talking about that these people were denying? That's the word, Jesus. Amen. They were denying the righteousness of God because they had put upon themselves their own righteousness, which they derive from what? From the law and the traditions of the elders. Amen. Mm-hmm. That was it. But you see, Jesus warned his disciples. He said, take heed. Take heed. Beware of the leaven of the what? Of the scribes and the Pharisees. Take heed and beware of their what? Of their leaven. See? Because they were teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. They were teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And Jesus said, beware. You see, when that day Jesus told the disciples, beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees, they thought he was talking about natural bread. You see, they thought he was talking about natural bread. They couldn't bring bread along. Amen. Then Jesus told them, look, he was talking about what? The doctrine. The doctrine, see. Amen. So he said, from such turn away. Because, you see, your own form of godliness will not work. Yeah. Your own form of godliness will not work. Today, majority of people claim to be what? Christians. But they fail to notice the spirit of this age. They fail to notice the spirit of this age. And what is the spirit of? See, neither hot nor cold. It's a form of godliness. Yes. Because, you see, when you fall into something and you live by it, and you don't see anything wrong about it, it's a form of godliness that you have what? You have taken upon yourself. Amen. Christians today are not aware of the what? The spirit of this age. Neither hot nor cold. Lukewarm. See. So Paul, you see, when it becomes your own form of godliness, it becomes a tradition also for you that you are following. So Paul warned us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. He said, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Amen. Amen. Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, 15. See. Brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. So now let's go to the prophet of our age, what he says about godliness. Amen. That's just by way of introduction. Amen. So the prophet said, but if you've got genuine faith, if you've got genuine faith, he said, then put genuine virtue and genuine knowledge and genuine temperance and genuine patience. And then he said, you see that you are what? Climbing up. Amen. Amen. See that you are climbing up. And then he said, add godliness. Yes. Then he said, oh my, godliness to be added. What does godliness mean? What does godliness mean? The prophet said, I looked in 4 or 5 dictionaries and couldn't even find what it meant. Finally, I was down at Brother Jeffrey's. There we found it in a dictionary. Godliness means to be like God. Amen. Godliness means to be like God. So you see that anything contrary to that is denying the power thereof. See. Amen. Godliness means to be like God. Then the prophet said, you may say, I can't do that. To be like God, I can't do that. Brother Branham. And he replied, oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, we can also be like God. Amen. So, he said, let me just read you a few scriptures here, just a minute, to see if you are supposed to be like God. See, you know the Bible says, ye are gods. Does the Bible say so? Yeah, ye are gods. Psalm 82, verse 6. He said, ye are gods, see, because what? Because ye are children of the Most High. So Jesus also quoted that in John 10, 34. Amen. So in the first place, he said, ye are gods. So you got to accept that. Shall we all say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah, ye are gods. Amen. So, he said, Jesus speaking in the Beatitude as Matthew 5:48, Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." Praise God. Be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is what? Is perfect. Now the question comes, how can I be perfect? How can I be perfect? The prophet said, let's turn to Ephesians 4, verse 11. We are reading from verse 11. Let's turn to Ephesians 4, verse 11. Then he started, he said, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. The purpose of the fivefold ministry. For the perfecting of the saints. That's what the Bible is saying. The Bible, the prophet said, perfecting what? Saints. Who are the saints? He said, the sanctified ones. You see. And then he said, for the work of the ministry. And the prophet said, the ministry of Jesus Christ. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Then the prophet said, edifying means building it up. You see, building it up. The purpose of the fivefold ministry. To make what the Christian perfect, it is what? A building up. Praise the Lord. Then look at verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Brethren, let us not play with the fivefold ministry. Amen. It's meant for the perfecting of the saints, the building up of that stature, till we come, you see, to the unity of the faith. The faith that is in Christ, you see, and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, you see, unto a measure of the stature of the fullness of what? Fullness of Christ. Brethren, that's the word. Amen. So the prophet said, perfect takes godliness. Perfect takes godliness. And then he said, godly always looking for one thing. Godly is looking for only one thing. And what is that? I always do which pleases the Father. Amen. 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 I always do what pleases the Father.
Hallelujah.
Godly looks for only one thing. Amen. Abraham, take your son, your only son, and go and sacrifice him unto me. God has spoken. If that pleases him, Abraham never questioned God. He set forth going. That's how it is, my brother, my sister. You hear the word, even you don't understand, you say, amen. God will reveal it to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You see, Abraham what? Went. Let's turn to Genesis 17:1. Let's quickly see if we can finish this thing. Genesis 17:1. It said, when Abraham When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See? God told Abraham, walk before me and be thou what? Perfect. And so how did Abraham walk before God? How did he walk? How did he walk before God? There are many scriptures. Let's look at one of the scriptures, Romans 4, reading from the verse 18. Now, see how he walked before God. Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. According to that which was what? Spoken. You see, Abraham, anything that is spoken, yes, sir. So shall thy seed be. Amen. Verse 19. And be not weak in faith. Brethren, let's take notice of that. Walking before God. First, believing in hope. Number two, he said, not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. The wife has passed menopause long time. Himself old, almost 100 years. But, see, something without hope, against hope, he believed in hope. His faith never got weak. Amen. Not weak in faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not looking at the circumstances, but looking at what? Thus says the Lord. Amen. Number verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God. Amen. Oh, my brother, if you take a promise of God and waiting on it, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, it's not forthcoming. My brother, my sister, stagger not. Amen. Just hold on to it. Hold on to the promise of God. You see, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And I love verse 21. And being fully persuaded. My. A true Christian must be persuaded. Yes, sir. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Amen. That's the way how Abraham walked before God. Amen. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Amen. Godliness. Amen. You see it? Godly always looking for one thing. I always want to what please what the Father says. See, the same Abraham by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So my brother, my sister, if you want to walk before God, then you become a pilgrim. Your life becomes a pilgrim life. Amen. Something that will please God. Walking on what? Different grounds. Holy grounds. See? Your dwelling place changes. Because his dwelling place changed. Your dwelling place changes. Look at where he was what? living in what? Tabernacles. And so your dwelling place must also change to be no more in discourse, but in the tabernacles of God. Amen. The house of God. Amen. Amen. Yes, godliness always looking for one thing. I always do what pleases the Father. And so you and me now this morning, what does the Bible tell us? Hebrews 6, 1 to 3. Therefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Oh, yes, sir. Let us go on unto perfection. Amen. Let's go on, my brother. Let us not be stagnant. Let's move on. See. Therefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Oh, no, 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 my brother, my sister. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I won't do it anymore. The following week, the same mistake you committed. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I won't do it anymore. The following week, you do. You see, always laying what? Foundation of repentance. No, sir. Our foundation is what? Faith. Faith's foundation. That is unmovable. Amen. That's what must be it. You see, so that now we come back to the scripture we read. We come back, see, verse 13, till we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of his fullness. Amen. Verse 14. Now we go to verse 14. That we henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, see, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Well, you had to come to a place where you are no more a child to be tossed to and fro because your foundation is solid. Faith in God, like Moses, like Abraham. Amen. Verse 15, not speaking, but speaking the truth in love. See, speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted. See how it's all compacted, vulcanized. Amen. Compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working or in the measure of every part, make increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Amen. Then Paul ended in verse 17 and he said, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Amen. In the vanity of their minds. Amen. Oh, yes. They that observe vanity, they forsake their own mercy. Amen. So, we come to godliness. What is godliness? To be like God. Walk before me and be ye perfect. And we know one part of what it takes to be walking before God in perfection. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. Let's bow our eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, to begin all the week like this, oh God, through our Sunday school. Father, we thank you for the word that is preparing us, Lord Jesus. Word that is great, is inspiring us, Lord, even as this morning. Oh Lord, having seen the beginning of a new week, oh, we want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to esteem your name, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands now as they come. Father, we pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will continue to run through us, Lord, that, Father, we sing songs of Zion this morning to lift up your name, God. And Father, as the atmosphere had been created, oh yes, as your servant Lord Jesus is still waiting before you, O God, Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, will descend, O God, and knowing the hearts of your people, the needs of your people, O God, Father, let's receive your word, Lord, oh, to heal every wound that, Father, already we have, O God. And Father, to fill us once again, if there is any vacuum, O God, Father, we surrender all to you now. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.